Okay.
We'll figure it out. It's okay. Hello. Hello. And welcome back to the Bun Me and Buzz podcast.
I am Mia.
And I'm Sarah.
And I just took a shower.
She is so fresh and so clean, clean. And this morning, we woke up and we did a little yoga sesh.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a gentle flow.
Gentle flow. It was not a gentle flow.
So Mia goes to a lot of yoga classes.
I do.
I am not a yoga person. I just don't have like a studio that I go to.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've only been once with her. And then this was my second time where we zoomed in to the yeah. yoga.
Because my studio's in Dallas. And I when I first moved there, I wasn't doing anything either. But then I started becoming like really desperate for hobbies, and then I start using ClassPass, and I was like trying all the different things, and I got this one. I was like, oh my god, this is cool, and they're relatively cheaper than the other one, so I signed up. So I've been going a lot, but right now I'm in Austin, so that's why we did a virtual session at like 9:30. And so we got up, and she made her coffee, I made my tea. I picked the wrong flavor, and I drank it, but it wasn't my favorite.
It was a mango cardamom tea.
Yeah, I don't like mango, so I don't know why I did that.
She doesn't like fruit, period.
I don't like fruit.
Well. It's just, like, odd. But, like, okay, slay, I guess.
But, so, I said, oh, I'm gonna do it. You can do it with me. It's just a gentle flow. It should be fine. Usually just, like, some stretching, some breathing, you know. She's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then we opened the Zoom. And then we had, like, the most chaotic yoga teacher, which is great. Like, she's really
funny.
She was amazing. But she was like, I'm going to kick your tush. And we're like, huh?
She's like, I see that you guys are all seated right now and ready to go, so I'm going to kick your tush. I was like, oh, my gosh. I did not sign up for this. I thought it was just going to be a gentle, like, a little stretch here, a little cat dog, little child's pose.
Cat dog. Yeah. Cat cow.
Right. Same thing. Clearly, I am not a yoga person.
And then she was like, a little gentle kicking of the tush, but I'm going to kick your tush. And we're like, okay. And then she is like the most yoga. She kept doing lunges. And
she
like,
did a whole like tricep dip. I was like,
this.
She was cracked. I was like, wow. Wow. It is 9:30.
On a Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that really woke us up in a loosey-goosey mood right now. Yeah.
And then I ate some pasta, so it kind of canceled that. Well,
I also ate some pasta.
I would say that the pasta was more than the yoga, so it didn't quite cancel out, but it's fine. We did what we did.
Yeah, and you do what you do.
You do
whatever you want to do. Go ahead and do it. Unless
it hurts
others. Don't. I don't want to bring harm on others, okay? Spread kindness and joy.
Please. You ever, like, do what you do to, like, the most, like, corporate. Spread kindness, spread joy. Anyways, and then after yoga, I was eating my pasta, and then we were, like, surfing through the YouTube, and we saw Kris Jenner had a video up about how she decorate her, like, vacation home for Christmas, and it is so crazy.
It's just, like, peak, like, materialistic, like
billionaire.
Yeah.
Type. Yeah.
It's just crazy. Like, she's got animatronic deer in her by her fireplace.
Each of her, like, ornaments is like 3 feet wide.
Yeah. They're all a pound each on this big old tall tree in her entryway. And she called a guy from France and was like, yo, I need this sculpture of a polar bear. And she got it. It was in customs for like a couple of days. That's just so insane to me. Like, they have so much money that they don't know what to do with. They're just like,
it's so crazy. And they're like, she spends 6 months planning her, like, holiday home.
Decoration,
And I'm like, dude, that's
half the year.
Like, what are you doing? We saw, like, 3 rooms. You were planning 3 rooms for 6 months? Like, I don't understand. Do you think that you would do that if you're that rich? I don't think I would. I think I'll do something else.
I think
Probably something obnoxiously, like, also, but not that. I think I'll...
Like, what do you think you would do?
I don't know. But I don't think I'm just not into like decorating like that. Like I can see myself like buying a lot of art. Like I'm a big like I do that.
Okay.
But I'm not like a Christmas tree and ornaments and like I'm not a very like seasonal decoration person. Like I don't decorate for like Halloween or Christmas.
I think I would. Anything. I think if I had that much money, I think I definitely would be like, you know,
let's hire this like, guy.
Holidays, you know, get in the mood, the season, because I think it's cool. But I don't think I would go to that extent. Like, I think it would be more minimalistic.
Yeah,
but
like him. Sad. Like how you did like, her house, like her and Kanye's house.
I think that was too sad looking.
That's true. It's just like gray, like three colors.
Yeah, I want some more pops of color. Like these, for example, this wall right, it's very colorful, but minimal.
But I think you also like homemade thing, like
yeah,
you know,
like artsy stuff. Yeah. So I would be crafting a lot and then implementing that into like the decor. But I don't know if I would hire the bougiest designer.
It was a staff of 20 to put that together. 20 people. That's crazy.
People be let living, it be known. Man.
No, because I know that a couple of years ago, Khloe Kardashian like went viral for her like organizing her pantry. Like she got like cookie color-coded. Jars and she got color-coded stuff, and it's like so that stuff like I kind of get.
Like, organization.
Yeah.
Because it's practical.
Yeah, it's practical. And, like, some of it probably isn't, but it's also, right, like, more, like, just, like, home core instead of, like, extravagant. It like is extravagant, but it's just not, like, this.
It's not in your face.
Yeah, not I think so.
Face. Okay, interesting. I think I like a little bit of in your face, but not too much. Just the right amount.
Just a tap.
A little salt bay.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I feel like I would get a lot of art. But I wouldn't plan out where to put them. I'll just get them. And that's the part where it's bad. Because that's what happened right now. Obviously, not like really expensive ones, but I just have so much because I go around and I'm like, oh, that looks so pretty. But I have an apartment, so like I'm really scared about putting things up and then having to patch it back.
Figure that out.
I got one piece hung up and that's it, and I didn't even hang it. So recently I found this guy, I think he's British.
Okay.
And he does oil paintings of fried eggs.
Oh.
And I love it. Like, and
she is an enjoyer of eggs.
I love eggs. I love eggs. Last time I was at her house is in the morning. And I was like, you got eggs? I want to boil some eggs. She's like, okay, here.
Yeah. I got chickens. So we got fresh eggs. And it's great.
And they get boiled and I eat them.
If there was a campaign for eggs.
Yeah, I'm an egg girly. Egg and potatoes. Eggs more so, though, because it's more healthy. And you can use it with anything. Like, literally any dish, put an egg on. Anything. Okay. It would only make it better. Except for, like, dessert stuff, maybe.
Hey, but they got meringue.
Yeah, you know what? Yep. They're actually all eggs. Yeah. Well, take it back.
Period.
So he, like, paints, like, his girlfriend would fry eggs every day, and he'll take a picture, and he'll paint it.
What?
And he went viral, like, a couple of months ago, or maybe a year ago, so, like, there's an egg drop every Friday.
Egg drop?
The website crashes every week.
Wow.
Because so many people go.
Wait, so did you get one, or you're trying to get one?
The thing is, I'm trying to get one, because he would post, like, the day before, of, like, these are the ones on sale, right?
Okay.
So I know the one that I like, but by the time I get on,
it's gone.
It's gone. So it's the one that I like. It's not there anymore, and I want it.
Well.
So, because there are, like, double yolk ones.
Ooh.
There are, like, triple yolk ones.
Whoa.
They're, like, crazy.
Whoa. Yeah, well, I'm wishing you the best of luck to get that egg portrait. I know this is very high stakes for you.
I set an alarm the last 2 weeks to be like,
stop.
I have to go log onto the website. Get my
eggs. That's dedication, yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. I like stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I like art too. It's just, I like to go to like the little ones, like locally, and, like look at them and then like support local art.
Yeah.
A lot of this is local. And some of it is my own.
What is the one with the knife?
What? Where?
The purple.
Oh, that's from UT does this like art market thing.
Okay.
Every quarter?
I don't know.
Something. They do it every few weeks or something. Okay. And so I went, and then they had like that guy's from Pokemon. He's a Ditto. I don't even know if they can see.
But... I know. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. But I'll insert.
But I there are a couple of stickers that I like. So there was one that I went to a farmer's market in Houston, yeah. And it was a sticker. I showed you this. Okay. It was a worm, and it says, "Do you love me?" Or like, "Would you still love me?" Because of that thing. Oh, and I was like, yeah. That is so cool. Actually, it might be on here. Oh yes, my gosh. Would you still love me?
If I was a worm. Yeah.
I love it.
Cute.
So certain things, but... Yeah, I got in a really big discussion. I wouldn't say argument. With some people I used to live with. Because they are men. And they said, "I don't understand, like, collecting art. Like, I don't know why you would ever buy a piece of art. Or, like, why they would be so expensive." And I get, like, there are some things that you're like, "Oh, I don't really get it." But that's not... Like, that's anything. Mm. Like, why does people auction so much for, like, a baseball that somebody threw on a field, you know? Or anything like that. Like, that's... Like, you sound stupid right now. Like, I'm sorry.
It's the value that people who want it place on it.
Yeah.
Supply and demand, you know?
So true.
Supply and demand.
And, like, in art, there's so much history, like, behind certain paintings, too. Like, Renaissance paintings, or, like, the Mona Lisa, or, like, the Da Vinci anatomy guy. Right. Get it together. Anyway, sorry.
She's very passionate about art. And, no, we are enjoyers of art. Like, every time we went to, like, Chicago or... New York.
Yeah, we
would
go
to the museums and spend hours there. Like, where did we almost cry?
It was in Chicago. It was the
Institute of Art.
Yeah, Institute. The Art Institute of Chicago. Yeah. It's a great art museum. It's one of the best ones.
They just have so many classics that you learn about in, like, art class. Mm-hmm. And we're walking around and we're like, are you? We just kept looking at each other like,
kind of are you gonna cry? Yeah. Or am I? Because I'm crying. If you're crying,
like, what the heck, dude? This is history.
It's
like,
so crazy.
Oh wow.
Because we stopped at like American Gothic, and then we were like, "This is it. This is the straw.
Yeah,
that made us cry.
Yeah. And then we walked down to the boys who were just like, "Are y'all ready to go?" Like.
Yeah, my brother came and he was like, just things. He's so peasants, honestly.
We're just elitists,
we're just like that. And the thing is, we don't even know that much about it, honestly, compared to, I think, people who know about it. But we're just like, just look at it, guys.
Yeah.
Just look at them.
Someone sat there and painted that.
Yeah.
Like, by hand.
No, that's kind of given. But
No. In the age of AI, you never know. And I'm not discrediting, like, digital artists, okay? Because they're still using their hands, but, like...
Yeah. Mm. Do you think that you can tell AI art apart from human art?
I think I could.
Okay.
I think I could.
I think now still at a stage where you can.
Yes, I think I could. Because there's certain things where, like, the lighting will be off or, like, perspective is weird.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have, like, telltale, like, AI, like, textures. You could just see. But there was a scandal at the Renaissance Festival I went to. I don't know if I talked about it, but...
You, like, mentioned it.
Yeah, so I went to it, and... There was a scandal where people were selling, like, AI art in carts. Because the Renaissance Festival, you're supposed to, like, hand make all your stuff.
It's Renaissance, so, like...
And, like, sell... Like, it's supposed to be you're supporting the artists, you know?
That's crazy.
And so there was this whole scandal where they were getting canceled of, like, get these people out. Because they're selling literally
were
AI
Were they vendors?
Art. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. They had the little carts and, like, AI cats or something.
They weren't, like, vetted? By, like, the whoever?
I mean, I think... So, I was reading a Reddit thread about the Renaissance Festival because I wanted to know about the after hours.
If you know. If you know, you know. If not, we'll explain it after the story.
But anyway, yeah, so they're just saying, like, it's really changed over the years, like, in recent years. It's more targeted towards, like, making more profits. So they're targeting, like, families to go now and, like...
And, like, dinks.
Yes, yes. And then, so, if you don't know what dink is...
Double income.
No kids.
No kids.
So, yeah, it's just a different scene. Because it used to be back in the day, like, oh, like, titties out, like... What? People getting drunk.
That's crazy. And like, it used to just, like, a big bash or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, not really many rules. You just go in, like, har-har. Like, have fun, you know? But now it's more sanitized and, like, clean. And I guess people are, like, it's just way different than what
it's, like, gentrified, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're saying, that the people running it now are just looking for profits and not, like, the actual enjoyment of the experience.
So crazy.
Yeah.
But then how did you find the AIR thing?
What do you mean?
Because I said, were they not vetted? And you said you were reading a Reddit thread, so I thought you were going to get to a point where you answer that question.
Yeah, the Reddit, it was just saying that they're not vetting because they want profits. That's where I was going with that, yeah. So.
Yeah, but do you want to talk about the after hours?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know anything, obviously, because I haven't witnessed
it. We just, like, hear.
It's all, like, tales and legends, honestly. Yeah. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. But
again, I'm pretty sure it happens, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people camp out, and after 7 p.m., like, the park is closed. So a lot of the kids and stuff, like, you gotta go, you know, get out of here. And I was there, and it was past 7, and the guy was, like, this random dude, like, playing the violin, was talking to this other dude, and he was, like, yeah, man, in a couple minutes, like, there's gonna be people walking around with their titties out. And I was, like,
yeah,
it's time to go.
You didn't know that, like, before you
came? I mean,
came?
I knew of it, but I, like, just, like, just hearing about it, I was, like, whoa, it's real.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually happening.
Yeah.
So,
because my boyfriend went to the Renaissance Festival with his boys a couple of years ago. There's a lot of potential for jokes here, but because of that, I found out, like, after, like, in the evening, like, people will stay and they will schmecks,
yeah, big just like next to each, each other,
ORGI, you know.
Right. Right.
That happens.
I thought it was a Y. I don't know.
Oh, that is a Y. I
think it's a Y. Yeah. It's just kind of crazy. And then, so in the Reddit comments, when I was down on this thread, this guy was like, yeah, I used to come with my wife and, like, you know, camp out.
Oh, my God.
And then in the comments to that, they were like, oh, no. And then he was also saying, like, oh, yeah, I haven't been in a couple years because, like, we have a family now and, like, it's harder to, like, go out. One of the guys was like, yeah, you should take your wife this year. Like, I'll be there. So blah, 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 blah. I was like, that's a wild. And then it was multiple people saying that, like, yeah, bring your wife. Bring your wife. And I was like,
speaking of.
Oh.
Do you have thoughts on, like, I just think about this, like, swing couples?
Like,
couples who swing?
Thoughts? I mean...
This means people who, let's say, if we were married, we would, and then we have neighbors who are also married, we would, like, swap...
Partners
and just, and do whatever adults do. That's, like, swing couples, like, that's what they do.
I think... Do whatever makes you happy, man. As long as you're not hurting anybody.
Do you think, like, it works?
I think it can work.
Okay.
I think as long as there's always open communication between, like, everybody, all the parties involved, like, you know exactly what you're getting into, and, like, that communication stays throughout, like, you constantly have that communication going on throughout however long this lasts, like, I think it could work.
Oh, so you're saying that... A couple that swing, or like swingers, they're not necessarily swingers for life. Like, that can just be a point in time, like a year or 2 years or whatever that they...
I don't know.
They do.
Maybe. I could see that. Because maybe they want to spice up their marriage. I don't know.
So I saw this... I'm trying to look this up. I saw this the other day where there are, like, signs, like, secret, like, to signal that you're... that you're
I've seen that too.
I don't remember the what it was.
Upside down pineapple.
Yeah, upside guys. Down pineapple.
Upside down yeah. pineapple. And okay, another crazy connection. This is just a side note. When I was watching Love Garden is Blind,
gnomes? What? Sorry, I just saw garden gnomes is also a thing. Yo, you were
I was watching Love is Blind season 7. Yeah. Okay. And you guys, if you've watched, you know Nikki D and Hannah, mm-hmm. right? Is one of the couples that are going to get married. And so they're meeting each other's families. And Hannah is meeting Nick's family. Mm-hmm. Vividly, remember, they got so many pineapples up in their house. And her gift to them was pineapple salt and pepper shakers. It's just the way that they were saying things to Hannah made me think
that they were swingers.
But this is alleged, and I obviously, like, this is probably not true.
It's true.
But, like, it could be.
I'm going to say that it's true.
No, we're not. We are not making a statement here. Literally, I haven't even watched the episode. It's just a question. But it just really made me, it led me to believe that they were swingers.
Yeah.
Just the comments that they were saying, that's they're like, so you know, if it doesn't work out with Nikki, like, you're always welcome to stay here. Like,
that's really weird.
Like, they were giving her compliments left and right. And I was like, I think they're swingers.
Do you think you could ever swing?
I don't think I could ever do that.
I honestly think. The number one thing for me is just like, oh, I just don't know if they're, like, safe. Like, I don't know if they got STDs. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's why you gotta, like, talk to them. You don't just swing with randos. I mean, people can, but... Well, then that's a risk you take.
That's a risk I don't want to take.
Then you can't hang. Yeah. You can't hang.
Yeah. I think that is, like, my biggest reason, probably.
Yeah. I mean, you can make them, like, take a test. Be like, yo, show me your results. And then, or you could go with them to, like...
Yeah, see, that seems, I don't think I'm that willing to, like, I'm that desperate to swing, where I'm like, okay, let's go to the OBGYN, like, I'm not that.
You don't have to go to the OBGYN to get tested.
Where do you go?
You can go to a clinic.
Any clinic?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, your primary doctor?
Yeah. It's just a blood test.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I had always sexual just done it guys. With my OBGYN.
Okay.
So I just don't.
That's fine. Yeah. It's chill. It's all chill, man. But I don't know. I don't think I would ever either, though. I think it's just too many dynamics.
That's true.
To handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think I can handle that. Because you do hear stories of people, like, leaving their partners for the people that they're swinging with.
Which is why
very scary.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying, I asked, like, if... Because similar thing with, like, open marriages, right? Mm-hmm. I think it is, like, a real thing for sure. Like, for sure, like, it's a real dynamic. Just, like, monogamy and then polygamy?
Yeah.
Right. I think that's... Because it's polyamorous. So I don't know what... That's an adjective. So, which apparently I think there's a difference. Don't, guys, you know what I'm saying. Like, a person who's committed to only one person versus they're open.
Right.
Like, that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. But especially, I think, with, like, straight, like, hetero couples, mm-hmm. so many times it's the end of relationship. Like, right at the end, they're like, let's open it. Oh. And then... It doesn't work. And then they try for, like, a couple months or something, and then somebody leaves. Usually the person who recommends. Ooh. Who, like, say, hey, we should try this. So that's why I don't really get, like, no.
I see.
I don't have as many examples of it working rather than it not working. Because so many marriages, you hear that they're having issues for a long time, and then one of the partners say, hey, I think we should explore having an open marriage, and then... They do, and then it doesn't work. And it's usually that.
But maybe since it's so secretive, like, I don't think a lot of people openly talk about maybe. So maybe we don't hear the positive stories of, like...
That's true. I've heard more positive story from, like, queer people than, like, straight people. Just because I feel like queer people are more educated, more understanding of their own and other people, like, sexuality and fluidness.
And they're more, like, open to communication.
Yeah, just emotionally, they're, like, they kind of understand it more. Yeah. So it's easier for them to explore that and be honest and be okay. Right. Straight couples, I just feel like sometimes
it's they just like to like hide the end their hide their feelings and emotions, and then it all bubbles up, and then
and they don't even know how to deal like what it is or like how to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And they so
yeah, let us know if you're in an open relationship. Yeah. I would love to hear about it. It's just something that I've never had like experienced or like had someone close to me talk to me about it, so I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe we should get someone on here who
because like how
is in an open
because even with like cheating, I feel like the lines are so gray. That's if you don't put down
I think there should be like strict like this is a yes, like you can do this is a no, like I don't cross that boundary. You know, and then
You have to even think about like, oh, I need to have these boundaries to begin with. Like, and if you're like have never been in an open relationship before and like you you like don't think to talk about it at first, and then something happens and you're like
right,
what did you do?
Then then that's when you talk about it and you hash it out, or you break up forever.
Okay. Okay.
That's just the tea. That's just the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. I like want to understand.
Yeah.
It.
I think it just requires a lot of communication.
You know Dax Shepherd?
No.
Kristen Bell's husband?
No.
Do you know Kristen Bell?
I know Kristen Bell.
Back up. So they're like in a monogamous relationship, I'm pretty sure. Okay. They have kids. They have two daughters, I think.
Okay.
But he has a podcast that's really famous, The Armchair Expert. And he recently, or I mean, I don't know, it's not recently, maybe. He went on Theo Von's podcast and he was just talking. And he said, like, his partner before Kristen. He was with for like 9 years or something. Wow. And he respects her a lot and they have still have a good relationship, but their relationship was open.
Oh, like the whole entire time.
I think so. Or at first they were like seeing each other and then they had a conversation, and then for the majority of it was open.
Interesting. So what did he say about that?
I don't even know.
What?
He was being kind of evasive about it, I think.
Oh, like secretive?
Not, I don't think he was, but maybe he didn't give too many specifics, which is fair, because he didn't really name, well, maybe he named her, I don't remember.
This is great.
But, I mean, at the end of it, he did say that he, that they broke up, it wasn't working anymore, and then he met Kristen, and now they're monogamous, so.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
But he was also, like, an addict for a long time, so he was also battling with that, too, so I don't know if that was... So he's been sober, yeah. Mm. But so I don't know if that was a factor of it. So it's very interesting. I really like him. He got interesting stories.
What does he do? Like, is he an actor too?
He used to be an actor. Yeah, he used to be. Well, he is an actor. Sorry, Dex. But but like he was pretty big, and then he kind of. But yeah, he was a comedy person, and then his whole thing now is like. For a couple years has been the podcast. Like, it's pretty successful. It's got everybody on it. It was him and his co-host. I don't know her name. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Yeah. But nice. Yeah, so there's a funny story where when they first got together, he wanted to get a prenup because at that time he was more successful than Kristen. And so he was just like, hey, like I want to, because he in the beginning, didn't even want to get married because he's not religious. He just said, oh, I just want to be with you, whatever. But Kristen wanted to get married. So he said, hey, like, maybe I kind of want to get a prenup, which is fine, you know, especially in Hollywood, you know, get messy. And then I think somehow they convinced, or, like, they talked about it where they said, okay, we don't have to get a prenup. And now he said, I'm so happy I didn't get a prenup because Kristen Bell is so famous.
Oh my god, here we go with the freeloading man.
But anyways,
oh, what do you think about prenups though? Like, would you ever get a prenup? What are your thoughts?
I think I used to demonize it a lot more than I do now. I honestly think that for me it's more so about I want that to be a motivation for me to find a person that even if we end things, wouldn't go after my money. Like, I want to pick a person in the beginning when I, like, know them and when I date them to have the traits of, like, okay, like, we're gonna be, even if we break up, whatever, it's not gonna be this, like, net, whatever, where you're gonna, like, try to get my money.
Sure, but I think, like, over the course of years, people do change.
I think that's
true. And I think resentment can grow to the point where, like, even if you knew this person in the beginning of, like, oh, I don't think they would do these things.
Yeah.
You just really never know a person until something bad happens, and then you're like, oh.
I think that's true. I definitely think that's true. But I also believe that sometimes people don't think about it.
About what?
When they pick a partner.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for me, in, like, for the majority of my life, I've been in three, like, long-term relationships. Like, they've, like, my, the one I'm in now, it's, like, almost 5 years. The last one was, like, more than 2 years. And then my first one was when I was in high school. It's, like, 9 months, something like that. 6 months? I don't know. Don't remember.
Okay.
A couple months. But, like, I was 14, so I was not thinking about a prenup. But I think a lot of times people do kind of ignore things, which is fine. Like, not fine, but which is understandable. I think I wanted to be more careful of, like, okay, like, these are the things, whatever. But, oh, go, like, again, like, mm-hmm. things happen.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if you know Vivian, too.
No.
She's a content creator, and she does, like, financial advice.
Mm.
She said, I'm Vivian, your rich BFF. Her.
Yes! Oh my gosh, yes, I know her.
And I think she really changed my opinion on prenups. Because she went on a podcast, and she said, well, either, whether you make one or not, you have one.
Right, right.
It's like, right. Like, the government. It's just, yeah, so it's just, if you don't, if you want to trust the government,
yeah,
then okay. But, like, right. If not, then just make your own terms.
Yeah,
you can, and literally, I think, make, I really, whatever believe in terms that.
You want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like, oh, you don't have any money, and I don't have, like, it doesn't have to be that, like, mm-hmm. in the movies where it's right. the really rich man saying mm-hmm. you're not gonna get anything.
Right, right, right.
It can just be, hey, if we break up, yours is yours, mine is mine, yeah. or whatever you mm-hmm. want, or. I learned recently, because some of my friends are getting married, and one of them, one of the couples is getting, they're getting their prenup done.
Yeah.
And you can even have it to expire.
Oh.
Like, 10 years.
What the heck?
Or, like, redo it in 10 years to see where you're at that point.
What? Or,
yeah, like, certain things. Like, you can have,
like, plans in place.
Where it's, and the thing, too, about prenup, like, if you don't have one, it doesn't mean that you're gonna get, like, whatever the government rules are, right? Mm-hmm. But you just don't have to go through a divorce lawyer and, like, right. suing each other.
Because you've already agreed upon at the beginning. Yeah. And then you just know exactly the terms that you set. Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah. And the thing is, even if you don't have a prenup,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that you're gonna get sued. But the prenup is to prevent that from ever happening.
I'm pro prenup.
Yeah. So I think it's fine if some people don't want to get prenups, and if one people want, because I don't know the rules, but I think it's, is it just 50-50 if you don't have one? Like, I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, which I'm also okay with for my relationship, but again, it's not the same. Because, you know, a lot of the case, like Vivian talks about, the man will go and work, and then as time goes on, the woman gets pregnant, have kids, and then she wants to stay home because being a mom is a full-time job.
Yeah.
You're raising mm-hmm. kids and you're doing all the stuff, and then you get such disadvantages from being home, and you have not been in the workforce for like 10 years, so it's harder to break in. So if you get divorced, she should have money
mm-hmm.
because, like, she sacrificed her time compensation to do
for
that.
The work that yeah. she was putting in to raise these kids
yeah.
and it is hard stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, what you should get half. But then also, this is not like, these are very normal scenarios. It's mm-hmm. not like like Jeff Bezos or, you know, like, that's not right. really common.
It's a feather from our Halloween episode. It's still here. Still haunting us to this day.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So do you think you're absolutely gonna get a prenup when you get married?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm very like, why not, man? It's just sign a contract, and then we know exactly what's in it, so just do it.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna take your own work, though.
You don't know, sure. Yeah, it's gonna take work, but it's just like
you don't.
It's just like a little extra work at the beginning, so yeah. That maybe if you know whatever happens happens, then you don't have to think about it.
I also think it's true that a lot of people say, because you get counseling like premarital counseling, like before you get married when you're engaged, to see
what,
like not counseling like therapy, but like. Like, where are you? Just, like, one session with, like, someone to say, okay, are you aligned on finances, blah, 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 blah. Like
oh,
you,
I didn't know.
You can get that.
Okay.
That's, like, common, I think.
Okay.
But I've heard one of my teachers back in high school said, well, you should do that before you get engaged. Because when you're engaged, the pressure's already on, you already have the ring and everything, right. And you find out, like, certain things are not aligned.
Mm.
It's harder for you to say, okay, JK, I don't want to go on with this. You should do that before you get engaged, when you're probably solid, you are heading for marriage, just to make sure, like, you're chill.
On the same page with things, yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff goes into marriage, guys. It's a it's a big thing. Big thing.
I do believe in marriage, but...
Whoa, hot take about a half
No, I do believe in marriage, but I do think that there's just some rules, like government... like taxes and all that stuff that definitely is like, you know, like I'm not gonna lie, I want to get married because of part of it is because of the tax cuts, like that's just realistic, like you lose money if you're when you're single. Why
government? That's a question for the FBI. It's like, IRS, well, I mean the IRS. The IRS. That is a question for the IRS.
The IRS. Yeah. It's just interesting.
Yeah, that is. Money, man. It's a big thing. Very big talk. You know, that's the number one reason people get divorced.
Yeah.
It's money issues.
They say money and sex.
Oh, really?
So they alternate. Like, every couple of years they change, but it's they're always up to. Money, sex, kids. That's
it. Oh. Yeah. What in regards to sex?
Like just... so I think sex is more overarching. Like it can be cheating or it can be like this person maybe they just are not attracted, they're not having sex anymore, or there might be a medical situation where you can have sex or something like that. Or somebody
I see.
Yeah. I don't know if it applies to if somebody just like is not the sexual orientation they think they are, but I don't think so. I think it's just, it's marriage, it's like finances and sex, yeah.
Interesting.
Very kids is another one. Which is like hard because I feel like as we're getting older, we're in our 20s, I feel like people don't know until later. Some people do, but a lot of people don't know if they want to have kids until like later on. But then by that time, they're probably already like committed to somebody, and if they change their mind, like, or if they like make up their mind. So I'm lucky. Because I know I want kids, but also it's a lot of work. So I just know that too. I just don't.
But overall, you do want.
I do want kids. Yeah.
Okay.
I do want kids.
Yeah, I think a while, and I think a lot of young people too are like, I don't want to have kids. You know. So I think for a while, it's like I don't want to have kids. Money suck.
Money suck.
Like they suck your money.
Oh,
like they are sucking the money out of you. They just drain your finances. And then like, why though? So yeah, I was just very pessimistic about it. Because I was like, okay.
Why though?
Oh, okay. Like, whatever.
LOL.
Yeah, and then also I was just very, like, pessimistic about the dating scene.
Just relationships, yeah.
Relationships in general. So I was like, okay, like, how am I even going to find a partner who I actually want to have kids with? You know what I mean?
Well, so, yeah.
Yeah, because I just, I don't know. Men, I've been on many a dates, okay? And.
Okay, but you also.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have a lot. Okay, because I want to preface this by saying that a lot of these dates she goes on because she wants the plot. So I think that somewhere deep down in there, it's more so the criteria is, oh, is this going to be an interesting date? Whether if is this guy a good guy? Which there's nothing wrong with that. But like.
Okay.
That is the situation, I believe.
I was single for the past 2 years, 2.5 years. So I was very, like, very, very introverted, very not very confident myself going into dating. And I would get, like, super anxious talking to these new people because it's like,
Who are you?
Who are you? And, like, what the heck? I don't even know who I am at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still trying to discover myself, figure myself out, what I like and what I don't like. And so as I'm going on these dates with these guys, it just gets easier and easier. Like, oh, these are just people, man. Like, who, like,
like, Lord, right. No one cares.
Like, yeah. No one cares. It's just a fun time. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple hours to get to spend with a new person to, like, pick their brain a little bit. But yeah, the vetting process was not great, I won't lie. But I always came into it with the thought of, like, okay, like, I'm not gonna, like, maybe, turn away from potential. Like, if there's potential there that I see, I will pursue it. But yeah, for the most part, it was just for funsies.
Literally, she would text me and she said, oh, I'm tired, too many dates, I'm gonna delete the apps. And then, like, a month later, she said, I'm bored, I downloaded it.
But isn't that everybody who is, like, on the dating app rotation?
It's very much girls. Guys,
some guys can be whores, though.
I'm literally not disagreeing with that at all, right? Not at all. But the percentage of guys who have, like, more options than guys who don't is, compared to girls, is really, it's really stark. Because I have so many girlfriends. I've never used the apps because I've been in a relationship.
She's lucky and she doesn't have to.
Well, I'm really lazy, guys. I don't think that I could do it. I literally would just be like, oh, I guess I have to answer this person. Like, no thanks.
The thing is, I don't answer them. I just go on it. So my vetting process is literally this, okay? I match. So I use Hinge primarily, right?
Because she got blocked. She got banned on Tinder.
All right, that's a story. Should I go into it or, like,
I don't know.
That's a story for another time. That's a story. We'll save that one. It's gold. That one is gold. So anyway, the vetting process for me, I would use Hinge. And so on Hinge, people can like you. So you don't really have to scroll through the homepage, whatever. Like, you don't have to send likes because people will come to you, usually.
For you. I know this. So, I know this because I have a lot of girlfriends that are like, ah. And then all of my girlfriends are like, oh yeah, it's just so busy. I'm good. I'm just deleting it. I'll just download it.
Very true. So I would just go through there, filter out the people. Because why am I going to go like a guy when they need to put in the work?
Yeah,
they need to put in the work. I need to know that they like me before I invest anything into them. So I'm going through, right? And I find someone attractive. I'll match with them. I wait for them to send me a message. And then we send a couple. And then I'm like, hey, so, like, take me out on a date. And they're like, all right. And then that's it. There's not very much vetting there. It's just like, hey, what's up? Take me on a date. And then we go on the date. And that's where I get to see, like, the person that they truly are.
That's true.
I just like it better that way because I hate texting. Mm-hmm. Like, I just hate it.
Especially with the person that you literally have no idea who, like, there's no vibes because you've never seen them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just so hard to get vibes through text.
I think this is, her way is the better way to go.
Because, like, you can immediately tell face to face when you're face to face with the person if you're gonna vibe with them or not, like if they're a good person or not, like if they match your personality, energy, like everything. So yeah, after the first date, it's either like, oh, I want to see them again, but most of the time it's, I never want to see you again, please, blocked, like, bye.
It's so funny because she used to be, like, the single friends who got all the scoops, right? And we're, like, chomping at the bit. We're like, oh my god, who? What's going on?
Like, it's every week I would have a new, like, guys, guess what? We've got Bark Boy. We've got, we've got UK Man with the eagle tattoo.
Yeah.
We've got Eight Toes. Like, oh my There's so many good ones.
It's great. It's so great.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have a whole podcast episode on that. I think it's just too long to get into right now. I just, that needs to be an episode of its own.
Yeah. It's so funny because recently she got cuffed, right? And I told one of our, like, friends, other friends, that about that. And then, because she used to tell us, like, all these stories. And then she told me that one of the comments that were made was, I don't know what bags of trash the Sarah finding these guys in. Because all of the people that she tells some stories about are so horrible. And it's so funny. But it's like, we've all there, guys. Like, come on. Don't pretend. Don't pretend.
It's just so fun. Like, again, like, the plot.
Is this your game of life?
It really was, like, a game for me. It was just, oh my gosh. What a rush. What a rush I would get every time.
Oh my god.
But we're past that now. I'm so happy. And, like,
oh my god.
Yeah. I'm in a relationship now. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. No, it's so funny because I used to only, you know, I talk to my girlfriends and these are kind of the stories, right? Because also all my friends are baddies, so they got options. But I started talking to some of my guy friends and it's so depressing on the other side. It's we have one friend that tried it and he was like, and then other guys, and they're just like, oh my god, like, I just never want to go on it again because it's so traumatizing, blah, blah, blah. And it's definitely not this experience. It's more fun this way. So yeah.
I do recommend, like, if you are single and, like, looking to branch out or, like, see what you like and what you don't like in a relationship setting, I think you should go on multiple dates. Just to, like, see what's out there. Because you really never know.
Yeah.
And especially if you're coming out of, like, a toxic relationship where you thought, like, this was it or nothing at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it opens your eyes so, so much to see that that's not all there is.
And the thing is, you won't know what you like until you know what you don't like and what you like and doing all of that stuff. So, and the thing is, again, I have, you know, a lot of girlfriends who are on dating apps, but a lot of them, like, they don't do it like how she does. She just says she matches with them and there's, like, some conversation but not that much, and then you see them. I feel like that's the ROI, you know. You gotta see as many as possible and you just know.
Right.
I feel like that's better. And especially too, I think for you said, like, you were kind of introverted, so this was kind of, like, a better way to find people.
Yeah, because it's just so hard to, like, personally to go into, like, a big group setting and, like, find someone to talk to. I just will be in my little introvert corner the whole night unless someone talks to me. That's literally how we met. Okay, like,
it's really true.
I sat down at this meeting ready to make friends and she comes over, boop, boop.
She's like, oh, hey, got any grapes? Yeah, I think, and then it's different because for me, I never went on the apps just because I don't think that it was ever necessary. I don't want to. It's not a flex.
I'm getting flamed right now.
No,
I'm getting roasted.
I think I always kind of have some. It's always like friends of friends or something because I would just straight up, like, we'll go to people and start talking to them. Right. So that's just how I am. So that if I were to do dating apps, I feel like I would just feel like it's a chore.
It was a chore, though.
Like, see, and I...
it was a chore, but I gamified it. So that made it fun.
It's like Robin Hood. Oh, my God. When the pandemic happened, Robin Hood was, like, a big thing. It's a trading app. And my dad got so into it because he liked to swipe. So he kept, like, making so many trades. And I'm like, Dad, like, that's not... I was a finance major, and my sister's an accountant, and we're both like, this is just not how it works. Like, please stop. He's like, no, but it's so fun.
Oh, no. And that's how they get you.
But, yeah. If you are, like, more... You like in person, whatever, just, like, go to places.
That's so hard.
Yeah, it is. I think it's very specific. I think in college, it was definitely easier. And the thing, too, is... I met my boyfriend in college. Mm. So it was easier going out to, like, orgs and meetings and whatever. Because when you're an adult, you're like, I don't know where to go. Like, what is this? And then you just, but then it's just you building on the friends that you have, and they might have other friends. And that's how I know people.
See, that I tried now, that method, right? And I asked one of my girlfriends, I was like, hey, so, like, you got any cool guy friends that you could hook me up with, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, just a little date. You know, nothing serious. She was like, no, girl, I would not want you to date any of my guy friends. They're horrible people. I was like,
why are you
friends with them?
Please. See, and this is, okay. I would say that I do have a good mix of guy friends that I know. Like, I think it's like 60-40. I have 60% of my friends are girls, okay. And then 40% of my friends are guys. Mm. So that's where I would meet people, not through my girlfriends, because my girlfriends don't tend to know, like, guy friends that are single.
It's just, like, I don't have that many guy friends, I'm now realizing.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah. I'm just saying, like...
So the possibility of doing no that, yeah. Well,
that's date. But I don't need that anymore, so, like...
that's true.
So we're all good.
No, it's crazy, because I think that she thinks I'm an extrovert, but the guy friends that I'm friends with, like, they're extroverts because they can't be alone. So they just, like, have to have friends, and sometimes it's a bit much, but then those friends are the one you need to, like,
get you
if you need
things,
yeah, if you want to meet more people in different places, you know.
Right.
But it's like, whatever. I've also gotten approached a couple times on the street, and it's like, oh, it doesn't pan out.
That's, like, never happened to me.
Well, we weren't on campus.
I was 1 year.
Yeah, but
half a year.
Like, yeah, but it wasn't really. I don't know. I feel
no,
like it was
I just didn't. No, I attract the weirdos.
That's true. So that did happen to you, but it's just not good, ever.
Mm-hmm. There was this one guy.
Oh my god!
If you know the UT campus, the FAC. That library. This guy who didn't even go to UT.
We found out later.
Would hang out with this group that I was not a part of, but hung out with.
Yeah.
And
we were there pretty, like, for a year. We were always there. Every week.
And so he was just an odd guy, right? Like, he would just constantly be talking to people nonstop. And I just... was like, I was trying to be nice, so I would talk to him too, you know?
Yeah, but he was a little weird.
Yeah,
just, like, so no nose boundaries, just, like, go up to people, start talking when it's not a conversation that
right. And so one day she had came to campus. Her dad gave me this big old, like, squash.
Yeah,
this Asian, like, squash.
So we grew it in our garden.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, amazing. 10 out of 10. I brought it over to the FAC. And I was, like, talking to people there, like, whatever. And the guy was there. I had set my squash on the table. The guy comes over. No words were exchanged. No glances at all. He just starts, like, rubbing on my squash like this.
Violating
my squash. Rubbing up and down. Up and down. No words. He just... Well, I'm talking...
And you're sitting right there, too. It's not like...
I'm right next to it. And I was just like... like, what's going on right now? Like...
What
am I supposed to do? And I was like, okay, guys, like, I think I'm going to head out. And then I yanked my squash from him because I was like, dude, stop.
So weird, dude.
But as it was in my arms, he kept doing that. And I was like, no. And so, yeah. And then.
No, but he keeps, like, every single time she comes, he would, like, come over. He'd be like, oh, Sarah, what are you working on? Sarah. And when she stopped coming to the FAC, he approached one of our guy friends and was like, what's Sarah up to? Like, where she's been? I haven't seen her. And then one of our friends was just like, I don't know. And he's like, do you have her number? And one of our guys were like,
He was like, oh no, I think she changed her number. Like, I don't have it anymore.
Which is like, great. Because he didn't even ask. He just knew on the spot. He was like, this is not a good situation. It's not a good situation.
Dude, that was crazy though. I was like, are you for reals right now? Are you for reals? And so yeah, I never went back to the FAC after that because I was like, I can't handle that energy.
So it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any like crazy stories where you've talked to someone and then you regretted it?
Well, that I do, but that's a different.
Or like you were in a public setting and like you got some uncomfy vibes.
I don't think it was uncomfy. I mean, I also am just like more like, okay, like whatever. Like I don't assume bad intentions generally because, but I have good boundaries, I think. So even from my face, I think people know to like not approach me if they can't.
Yeah, I'm just very approachable, yeah. I think. And that does
no, so she's approachable, but in a vulnerable way. Like she's just very vulnerable. Like a prey.
I am like a prey. I'm like a deer in the forest. Like, but there's no trees.
You're the deer in like in Twilight, you know the deer? No. They pan to? No. The deer drinking the water? Oh my god.
Okay.
Because like in that it's like Bella. Mm. And like Edward is like the lion or whatever. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, one of our friends, she it's like more like me, she's like more blunt. And she said this. She said in this world, there's a prey person and there's a predator person. And it's so clear in our friend group, like, who is a prey? My boyfriend is a prey. He just is. Mm. And I am a predator, for sure.
Predator, yes.
Like, I just don't... I'm, like, pretty honest. And if I don't like you, I said, leave.
Mm.
I'd be like, bye. But so what? So I don't think I've ever been uncomfortable because I've always thought, okay, if I don't like it, I'll just say no.
Mm.
And then leave.
Mm.
But, yeah.
So it doesn't ever escalate to being
no,
like,
because I don't. I'm never in a situation where, or not never, but I'm very, especially with men, not a lot of situations where I'm uncomfortable and I don't say anything, or I don't let them know that I'm uncomfortable and like leave. Which you don't do that.
No. Yeah, I don't know why.
I mean, you're like nicer, I think, and you just like don't want to like stir the pot.
Yeah, maybe I'm not very confrontational. Yeah. I like to just keep it at bay. Keep it cool
and avoid
and avoid because I hate confrontation.
It's really interesting.
I hate it.
I don't like I don't like love confrontation,
right?
But I don't mind it. Like I think it's very necessary. Like that's how you draw boundaries, I think, for me personally. So even just like a little bit of confrontation, I'm like, it's okay. Like if we live together and then you haven't done your dishes in 3 days,
right?
I wouldn't be like, what's good? But I would be like, hey, like, because that's confrontation, right? But it's a little bit. It's like uncomfortable. It's like, hey, like, do you mind doing the dishes?
Right.
But like, that's an uncomfortable feeling.
Right.
To ask to do that.
Yeah, I don't think I would be uncomfortable. I think
it depends on how close you are, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's different.
I'm comfortable doing with two strangers.
Yeah, I think I would have a hard time doing that.
Because one time I was like walking back to my apartment. It was like at 10 a.m. or something, so it was chill on campus. And then there was a guy, he was like running. He was just like exercising. And he said, hey, like, I think you're really pretty. You can have your number. And he was white. But like, he looked nice. He looked older, but also he was white. So I couldn't tell what age he was because they, you know, you don't know if they're like 32 or if they're 19. Like, they look the same. And then I said, sure. Like, I honestly didn't even, like, think about it that hard. I'm like, okay. I had no opinions. Like, I was like, I don't know if he was attractive or not to me. I was just like, okay, like, okay. It was not enough time. And then he texted me, and then he wanted drinks or something, but it was a bunch of, like, typos, and it was weird. And so I just texted him. I said, sorry, not comfortable. And that's it.
Hmm.
But there's one time. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about this. Halloween 2020.
Okay.
I was walking home. There was somebody walking next to me, like at a stoplight or something. Crosswalk. He looked super young. He was kind of like, whatever. And we were like talking because we were walking in the same direction. And then he was 16 or 17. Like, he was in high school.
Oh.
But he was living with like, in house of like frat guys or something.
Oh.
And he's from Chicago. It was really weird.
What?
And then he was like, oh, and it didn't seem like weird because he was so young that he didn't seem threatening. Because I was 19 at that point. And he was like 16. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, do you mind if I get your number so that, because I'm just new in town and whatever, you know. So I was like, okay, like just a, whatever. Just a little, lad. You know, we lad. Which I kind of think that, like, well, maybe he like has a crush. But like, I don't think that he was gonna like, you know, he just, I believe that he just was kind of like in town or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, what's whatever, right? If he needs like college advice or something, I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know if he was living with in a house with frat guys. That's not true. I just knew that he lived somewhere on campus. So okay. I just kind of made that part up. But then he texted me like 2 days after, and he said like, hey, do you like, can I come over and we can watch a movie and blah 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 blah. And I was like, no!
What the heck? This after is, that would one be a singular
That's a crime. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, right. But like,
it was weird. So there was definitely some weird like experiences, but to me, I was just like, okay, that was weird. And then I moved from the situation.
I mean, but you never had someone like fill up your squash, though.
No.
What would you do? How would you react in that situation?
I would tell them like, hey,
I think I did tell him.
Like, what did you tell him?
I think I was just like, hey, like, can you not? And he was like, did not listen to one word that I
said. I also think that you're not really intimidating.
I'm not.
So when you said, he's just like, oh, and then, but like, if I give you one of these, right. I think you would stop.
You got the look. She's got the look.
I'm just a little aggressive. That's how you gotta be, though, you know? Well, you don't have to be that way, but you don't have to. But if you want to be intimidating, that's
how you do it.
How you have to be. The thing is, I'm nice. Like, I'm a nice person. I'm a friendly person. But like, also, don't be weird.
Just don't do it. Just stop. Just stop being weird. Period.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, like, I was in, you know, I was a finance major. You kind of have to be a certain way to be able to hold yourself.
That's very true. Like, no, yeah, I would cry in front of them, I think. I don't think I can handle that atmosphere. I'm too soft. I'm very snowflake-esque.
Snowflake-esque.
Well, because you know how...
Each of them is unique. Each of them is unique and different.
No. You know how in the election, I think it was maybe 2020 election, like the Republicans were saying the left was very snowflakes because they can't handle.
Which is really funny. Would you know what's funny about that? What? I saw a really other day that says, like, let's say in Harlem or in like some bad neighborhood in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Like who lived there, like that was a real video, and then a guy was saying, yeah, you know, you're that like blue haired like Starbucks barista, that's the person that lives there every day, like has to deal with all this crazy stuff, and she's liberal. None of these gun owners is living there in the most dangerous part of town working on Starbucks. Like, it's true though. I never thought about it before.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I just identify with snowflake. I didn't take it as an insult. I was like, you know what? That's true.
That's really true.
That's actually true. Like, I'll take that. That's so funny. I'm a softie.
Period. Yeah. I mean, I don't have too many friends in finance, if I'm honest. Everybody that I do know that I'm like still in contact with, like, they're pretty nice. They live in a different world, but they're still pretty nice. But I have a lot of girlfriends that I met through work and stuff like that, who have worked in like investment banking, and it's crazy. Like, no, I literally get yelled at every single day, cursed out, whatever. Like, and you're running on like 4 hours of sleep, right? But you're getting yelled at like F word like every day. Just that's just a job.
No, not a job for me.
Yeah. And that's crazy. And that's why I switched my major. I mean, I did. I mean, I finished my degree and then I did something else.
She said pivot.
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot. Yeah. I'm not built for that.
I think a very select few people are built for that. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people are built for that.
Yeah. I mean, like, If I wanted to do it, I could, but I also, why would I choose that?
Why would you choose the hard road when the easy road is
right next to it? It's right there. It's so easy.
It's so easy. Be at peace, man.
Yeah. If you know, have that opportunity, of course.
Right.
Which
otherwise
I did.
Grind. Yeah. Get your ass up and work. Quote Kim K. I'm just kidding. That's not what I believe. It's just funny.
I believe it a little bit, but coming from her, it was kind of weird.
Right. That was a little odd.
It was a pop culture moment, though. It really is. The fact really that was. You know, if you say that in a room, people will know what that is.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast
that
again.
That was a lot of, it was very like relationship heavy.
Yeah, episodes. I mean,
it's fun though.
Yeah. I love talking about relationships. There'll be another one coming up about my dating experiences. Look out for that one. Turn on that bell notification.
Comment, like, subscribe. Do you have a crazy relationship experience with this audience? I think there. If you're a woman, you have one.
There's no way you don't have one at this point.
Yeah.
Because men be wildin'.
Share.
Even if you're queer, like, share your story,
yeah.
too. Women sometimes be wild into.
So true.
All right, bye, guys.